Hey, thank you very much for seeing me. So I don't want to jump into conclusions immediately, but I do recommend that soon we should get you a couple of tests, X-ray tests mostly, because I've noticed a couple of things with you. We've started with you training, working out, etc. And I've been working with your gym coach, and he's noticed a couple of things, and that's actually why I was at the gym with you the other day. Yeah, so he confirmed with me that you were acting a little bit sluggish during the slower parts of your exercise, or the more strength parts of your exercise. But at the same time, when you were, when you were doing more strenuous activities, you were exploding all over the place, like really like raging almost. I couldn't help but notice that as well, when I was observing you guys. So it's a little bit concerning. Nothing too serious, I think. It's just I would very much like to see, perhaps, I don't know, are you in pain? Some of these days, is there anything? Did you change your diet? Did you change your routine, your daily routine? What's your daily meals like nowadays? Because there seems to be this weird not correlation, I'd say, but there's this weird spikes of activity and then sudden moments of sluggishness, like really slowness and sluggishness. And I'd really like for us to address that, because if it's not seen immediately, it could mean something else. I'm not scaring you. I'm not. It's just that these things need to be found out easily. And then if we need to make adjustments to your food, we need to make adjustments to your diet, supplements, any of that, then we can address it properly. So any new lifestyle changes lately? No? Okay. That's interesting. Weird, because you're usually some of our most consistent, members, so I'm a little bit worried. Well, I'm sure it's not going to be huge, right? Because it's not something that is easily, like, we notice it, but it's only because we are so in tuned with how our members' bodies work. That's why we're proactive when it comes to these things. So, really search and see if there's any changes that you've done. Maybe in terms of the proteins that you're taking, carbs, maybe you're eating less carbs, maybe you're eating less protein, you're not realizing it. You're sticking with your meal plan? Okay. How about, getting your daily, sun? Like, have you been walking outside more often or less? I know it's getting colder these days, and maybe you're not in the mood to, like, head out. Any of that stuff? Not even? Okay, well, I have no choice really but to see if we need to run some tests on you, because that level of activity that that fluctuating level of activity is not always common, I'd say. Yeah? Does that jog your memory a little bit? It's okay. Most patients are a little bit tend to try to forget some of the things that they've been doing. So, what is it? Have you taken up a new habit? Smoking, drinking, any of that? No, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So what have you been doing lately that's been making you feel be all over the place, really? I'm sorry, what? No. No. Really? No. It's been proven so many times that abstinence is not going to help you. Maybe it'll help you change your mindset a little bit, but if you're overdoing it, you're not. What did we say about all things, really? What do we say about all these things? Moderation is key, right? Moderation is key. You have to be the sixth client that I've spoken to that has told me that you are doing this whole month project. And as a professional, I need to advise you that this is not a good idea for many men. Abstinence is not really helpful and can even be more harmful because you put a lot of pressure on yourself to achieve something that in the end isn't going to give you a lot of benefits in the first place. Perhaps for some it will work because it will instill in them a sense of discipline, but it's only for the short run. That's 28 days, 30 days, 31 days, you know? That's not necessarily going to help you build a long-term habit. Sure, they say you can build a habit in doing it 21 days, and maybe. But it's different for a lot of men and women, if they also choose to take part of this. But it's not going to give you any long-term benefits. Especially now that we're seeing changes in your body. You are literally sluggish at times, and when you do work, you bring in a lot of things, and that's telling me that you are not really, venting as much as you don't have your usual outlets. Masturbation is a normal outlet, really. I'm sorry for saying that out loud, but really, I need to speak on this. I need to figure out a way to, help you on this because it's not good. It's not good. Well, you can feel it in your body now, right? Having a harder time? Mm-hmm. Not just, workout-wise, but your cock's getting harder just even talking about this. Just even listening to me talking about masturbating and telling you you need to masturbate more is turning you on, isn't it? A little bit, maybe, but it's there. And I can tell, too, because you've been staring at my shirt the entire time, and that tells me that you are barely hanging on there, buddy. Are you sure this is really good, a good thing to waste your time on? Resisting yourself, making sure you're not doing anything or pleasuring yourself or enjoying yourself, really? Because the more you resist, the more you turn desperate, and the more you turn desperate, the more you can't help yourself but react to every single sensory thing that you notice. You're more sensitive than you are now, aren't you? Just being this close to you turns you on quite a bit, and you're not even backing up and trying to take your space. You're just letting me take over your space and getting closer and closer because am I right to assume that you haven't even tried touching yourself just to resist? And if you have tried touching yourself, it's only these quick, soft strokes. Or maybe you've even tried to edge yourself a little bit for a couple of days just because you can't help it. You need to do it. Now look where that has brought you. I don't even need to do anything. I just need to be up close to you. Push my chest out a bit like this and get really close to your ear and whisper all of these things to you. It's not even me trying to seduce you. I'm just giving you the facts. But you'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like it if I get a little bit closer, maybe run my hands on you a little bit, maybe tell you too that I've really, really liked your form the other day when I was watching you. Sure, you were a little bit erratic and when you were doing your more strength activities, you were almost growling a little bit, and that awakened a little primal thing in me that needs to be used. Poor man. You poor man. To be undone this quickly. This is why you need to stop with these silly monthly games, really. Need to give yourself a little self-care. This is self-care, really. Stroking yourself, making yourself feel good. Coming hard, That's taking care of yourself. That's what really matters here. Not some silly trend where you don't masturbate for a month, no. But one where you get to come as much as you want. Watching the things that you like. Doing the things that you want. Fucking the women that you want. And coming inside them as much as you want. That's what true self-care is, isn't it? You are fucking adorable. So why don't we make a deal? I make you come today. And, well, you're gonna drop this stupid NNN game. And if you do that, I'm going to let you come in me once each week. So that you have a proper outlet and you can go back to proper form. How does that sound? Much harder to resist NNN when an actual woman is offering herself to be your cum dump, isn't it? I get that. Fuck. Now I've turned myself on a little bit too. Wonder what you're gonna do about it. Because you're hard as fuck right now. I could feel you. I can feel you through your pants, really. And I'm getting wet. So, why don't I just take care of our little situation? But before that, I need you to say yes to our deal. So, you agree to drop this? Good. Now I can properly take care of you. Okay. Aren't you nice and hard for me already? I like that. So big and so hard, exactly as I imagined it. Use that information as you will. Now, I've seen how you look and I really like it. I wonder how you taste like, though. Aren't you the sensitive one? Relax, I'm just kissing and licking your cock. That's not gonna make you nut now, is it? Just making sure that every inch of this cock is properly kissed and licked. And worshipped. Such a shame that you have deprived this cock of any pleasure. When it deserves everything it's receiving right now. This big, strong, hard, twitchy cock. So fucking cute. So fucking hot. Now do you see why you shouldn't deprive yourself? Such a delicious cock. It makes me want to stay on my knees all day. Just have you face fucking me. Using me as a lovely little cum receptacle. I just want to spoil this cock. Make it come over and over again. Oh, fuck. I can't help it anymore. I want your big cock inside of me. Why don't you fuck me, huh? Nice and hard on this desk or on the floor even. Mikhail, you're a nice little workout too. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Fuck, here. I can't help it anymore. Let me take my panties down. How would you like me? On all fours? Or on my back with my legs spread, presenting myself to you? Either way, I don't really care. Just fuck me. Okay, then. And don't worry about coming inside me. I've got this. Oh, fuck. Fuck, your cock feels so good. You don't mind if I hook my legs around you and squeeze you like this, do you? Good. Fuck. I'm ready. Please fuck me. Pump here, come inside me, please. Shit, I can feel your fucking cock splitting me apart. I knew you were big, but I didn't know you'd be this big. Come, but please hold it a little bit longer because I want to come too. I promise you I'll milk every drop of that cum of yours. I want to milk every drop of cum inside of me. Fuck the way you thrust it inside of me. Yes, more. I can take it. Yes, I'll take it. Please. Fuck. I gotta close. Go ahead. Yes, I just say it's a deal. You come inside me, you stop the stupid game, and you can come inside me every week. How about that, huh? Yes. Please. Yes, that's it. Come inside me. Feel my pussy squeeze your cock so tightly. I want to milk every drop of you. Every fucking drop. Fuck, that was so good. Holy crap. Fuck. Oh, you're so good, aren't you? So good. You're so silly for even trying that job. Fucking. I can't even find my words anymore. Stay in a little bit more, please. I want to feel that cock still twitching. I don't know about you, but it feels so hot. I can still feel your a cock twitch inside of me. So, a deal's a deal. We can take this as our own way of shaking hands on it. If I notice that you have been neglecting your needs again, then I will have no choice but to play with your sensitivities again and get you to come once more. So I suggest you come visit me every week, same time, same day, and I'll take care of your needs for you. Okay? Good. Then we can make sure that you're in proper form during your trainings.